Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. By now, everyone has learned about the George Floyd murder in Minneapolis. There are still many questions like, why does the available video show Floyd handcuffed without resisting? Then suddenly, he is face down without handcuffs with Officer Derek Chauvin on his neck until he died. Maybe we'll get answers as the investigation goes forward, but don't hold your breath. Evidence such as that seems to magically disappear. At least Derek Chauvin has now been officially charged with third-degree murder. We will see how this all unfolds. Next, you have Representative Omar's daughter tweeting to potential protesters what supplies to bring. The tweet included a list of supplies protesters could bring to protest the site, which includes goggles, gauze, first aid, plywood for shields, anything else useful for shielding from cops, and a variety of makeshift weapons, including tennis rackets and hockey sticks. So how much did Representative Omar help behind the scenes to plan this protest? We may never know the answer to that one, but it seems fairly obvious that she may have had a hand in her 17-year-old daughter's tweet. Also, it was clear that the Soros-funded terrorist group Antifa was actively on the scene. According to Antifa expert and journalist Andy Ngo, who has been covering Antifa for years and was also at the scene of Minneapolis, he stated, Antifa played a very important element to the riots to help completely destroy what was left. They organized in a very real time on social media. He also covered the destruction of over 170 businesses, a low-income housing building, the police district 3 building burnt to the ground, cars were on fire, and more. It looked like a war zone, literally. What is so sad is that many of the victims are the last people who should be suffering. For example, KB Bala, an ex-firefighter, spent his entire life savings on a sports bar only to have it ransacked by looters. Take a look at this video.
We found Core Boy Bala, who invested his life savings into opening this sports bar, cleaning up. While our camera was there, looters came back to try to steal his safe.
Right, trying to steal the safe!
I don't know what we're going to do. We worked so hard to get here.
Recent investigations into Antifa show that the majority of its members are white males hiding behind face masks. The group is well-trained and organized to lead violent protests wherever they go. They claim to be anti-fascist, only to be hidden in ways that the true fascists would really admire. With their fear-mongering, hate, and dangerous tactics, maybe it's time to officially declare Soros an enemy of the state and put an end to the money train flowing into these Antifa thugs. Regardless of this backdrop, there's a very real outcry from real citizens who are understandably hurt by the death of Floyd and the underlying corruption that has plagued the city for decades. Unfortunately, Minneapolis is not unique in having deep corruption problems where actual citizens are hurting. Being that Minneapolis is my hometown, I decided to ask my daughter and her friends to provide me videos and commentaries from the riots and protests going on over the last few days. My daughter is currently at college. She has friends at the University of Minnesota and all around town who participated in the protests, but not the riots. That being said, the college kids were able to capture some interesting raw footage and included personal commentary. I am dedicating the rest of this video to show their images and raw expressions. It's an important glimpse into the hearts and minds of our young adults.
Goddamn, all up on that shit. Pull semi up in that bitch.
Fuck, hell no, I'm not doing that.
All right.
Yeah. They're shooting motherfuckers.
Ooh. What's your name? George Floyd! 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 What's
your name? What's up, T-Boy?
Hey, yo, you got one?
Do bonfire right here.
Oh, it's catching up to the next building. Oh, what the
fuck? There it is.
Oh, holy cursed you, motherfucker.
Dollar Street.
Flashbangs and shit.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, 9, 10. Shit's still open. What the fuck?
I think they re-upped the wraps next.
I gotta get some more videos.
What the?
We got a stream going here?
I don't know.
Pussy motherfucking big boy.